Today is Tuesday, the 26th of May, the Feast of St. Philip Neri, in the 8th week of Ordinary Time.
If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross. Whoever would save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for me will find it.
John Guerra sings Take Up Your Cross. How does this song speak to you today? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Follow me.
Peter began to say to Jesus, "Look, we've left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, there's no one who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or fields, for my sake, and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields, with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
In this reading, Peter is starting to wonder, what's in it for us? Or perhaps, what is the point of this discipleship? Have you ever felt like this? How did you handle it? Jesus replies that everyone who accepted the invitation to discipleship will receive a hundredfold. Have you found that to be true in your life? Jesus says, "Many who are first will be last." What does this mean to you? Prepare to hear the passage read a second time, listening with an attentive awareness.
Peter began to say to Jesus, "Look, we've left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, there's no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father, or children, or fields, for my sake, and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive a hundredfold now, in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields, with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
Finally, as you look back over these last few minutes, what really stands out for you? Could you turn that into a prayer to God? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.